Despite the increased awareness of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, there are still about 3,400 infant deaths in the United States due to SIDS each year. And here to help raise awareness about it, public service, we wanted to bring on Dr. Michelle Caraballo, lead of the Sleep Disorder Center at Children's Health and also an assistant professor at UT Southwestern. Thank you so much for the time today on this.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. First off, how do we define SIDS?
So SIDS stands for Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, and it's actually really not a syndrome at all. It's the label applied to infant deaths, so deaths under the age of 12 months, that occur during sleep and have no identifiable physiologic cause. We've actually started to shift away from the term SIDS toward an alternative term called SUID, which stands for Sudden Unexpected Infant Death. And the reason is that labeling a diagnosis of SIDS tends to give parents the false reassurance that we understand why their baby died. They'll say, oh, my baby died from SIDS, when really that we don't know why their baby died when they're labeled with that diagnosis. It's not a diagnosis at all. It's not a syndrome at all. It's just the label placed on sleep-related infant deaths with no identifiable cause.
And what are some of the things that you recommend to parents to make sure you're in the safest possible place for your child?
At the end of the day, a lot of times, like we said, there's no identifiable cause for these deaths. So we know a lot of factors that contribute to deaths or place babies at higher risk for death. But at the end of the day, since we don't know for sure what causes it, we can't with any 100% certainty prevent all infant deaths. But the factors that we know for sure that we can do to promote safe sleep and minimize the risk are we recommend to always place babies on their back to sleep. And this was a big campaign in the early 90s, the Back to Sleep campaign. We know that placing babies with their mouth up, back on the bed back on the crib is the safest position. Once babies are able to roll, so usually over the age of 4 to 6 months, they learn to roll, we still suggest to put them down on their back. And if they self-select a different position, so if they roll on their own to their stomach, it's okay to leave them that way. We don't expect parents to be up all night flipping their baby back and forth, but we do still suggest when you place your baby to sleep, you place them on their back. And that includes all sleep periods, so not just nighttime sleep, but also at nap time during the day. We suggest babies should be sleeping in an environment that's designed for infant sleep. So that means a crib, a bassinet, or a pack and play. Babies are less safe if they're sleeping in an adult bed or an armchair, the sofa, a boppy pillow, or a swing, or a car seat, or something like that, because these are surfaces that are not specifically designed for safe infant sleep. So we would like them to have a nice firm mattress with a tight fitting sheet and nothing extra in the sleep space. So no pillows, no loose blankets, no stuffed animals, because these are all suffocation risks for infants. Other factors that place babies at higher risk, some of them are uncontrollable. So premature birth or low birth weight place babies at higher risk. And these, of course, are not factors that parents have under their control. So that's why it's really important to modify the environment to lead to as safe of a sleep environment as possible.
What about co-sleeping and literally co-sleeping with your child, which I know, especially in those infant months, you're up all night. And it can be very tempting to do so, but how can that, and maybe unintended at times too, you're up nursing mm-hmm. and you just fall asleep. How does that possibly contribute to what we see with sudden infant deaths?
It's very challenging, and I certainly understand the exhaustion of new parents. And especially for breastfeeding moms, it's much easier just to have that baby within arm's reach. But we do know that the softness and the fluffiness of the adult sleep space with the mattresses are much softer. And of course, we have pillows and blankets. These are all suffocation hazards for babies. So the safest way to be able to nurse at night is to have that crib or bassinet or pack and play right next to your bed. And you can place that baby still within arm's reach, but in their own sleep space, which is a much safer environment for them. And the American Academy of Pediatrics does recommend that babies should be in the same room as their parents up until 6 months of age, but in a separate sleep space that's designed for infant sleep. But we do know that having the baby in the same room allows parents to be alerted if there's something going wrong, and much higher chance that the parents would be able to intervene if there were some sort of an event like choking or suffocation or something.
And again, that key distinction is, you know, in an approved type of crib style co-sleeper, not sleeping on the bed with you. So great information. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Some of the other recommendations for infant safe sleep are pretty standard for all babies, would include keeping up to date on routine immunizations. Breastfeeding is recommended for all babies and has actually been shown to be protective against sleep-related infant deaths. And if you have any questions about the baby's sleep environment or concerns, I would just encourage parents to feel free to talk to their pediatrician about that and try to get sound advice as opposed to Googling symptoms or concerns and learning from unreliable sources on the internet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.